One of the other more powerful pieces also is two Bunkashishu embroidery works. You know, one of them created by my grandmother, of a kabuki dancer, and it's very interesting because I grew up seeing she embroidered these. There were these art kits called Bunkashishu, and she would punch embroidery them, and we all of our family members have them because she's made a lot of work. And I always thought they were great, but it was always like, oh, they're great art kits. And then I recently met a woman who was Darlene, who's the caretaker of the craft. She runs the website that where everyone gets supplies, and she's one of the Western liaisons to the Bunka craft. And she gave me one of the last remaining patterns of the same kabuki dancer that my grandmother made. And in fact, I handed her the needle and she started going at it, and she ended up embroidering a beautiful small, I was hoping for one stitch. We ended up getting a bunch of stitches in the little area, and so I took the rest of the thread, and I figured out a way to punch it to only have one stitch for each thread, and the rest of it hangs down and sort of so there's a with the idea being that these are stitches that will be are just left to be punched in a way, and it creates this it's a beautiful look, but also the threads are weeping in a way, and the threads are crying. And